You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
An independent review into Immigration New Zealand's continued practice of dawn raids has found that the law does need to change. The review by senior lawyer Mike Herron looked into the out-of-hours immigration visits on communities throughout Aotearoa. The report found that out-of-hours visits were still being used by Immigration New Zealand and targeted minority communities, particularly Pacific Islanders. In the 1970s, dawn raids overly targeted Pacific communities, with 86% of related prosecutions being people of Pacific descent, even though Pasifika accounted for a third of overstayers. US and UK overstayers accounted for another third of total overstayers, but accounted for only 5% of prosecutions over this period. The review found that there had been no change to immigration policy since the government's official 2021 dawn raid apology. To talk more about the findings of the review and what it means for communities across Aotearoa, I spoke to Dylan Asafo, Senior Law Lecturer at the University of Auckland. What are your thoughts on the findings from the independent review on the use of dawn raids?
I think the review by Mike Herron KC produced very well thought out recommendations. So the recommendations included for the government to consider amending laws and policies so that there are more criteria for out-of-hours compliance visits for people who have overstayed their visas, and also making sure that those visits are a matter of last resort, and that immigration should consider the impacts on vulnerable people, including children, elderly, and also considering cultural factors. There was also a suggestion in the review that the government consider banning outright all out-of-hours visits, which I think should have been more than a suggestion. I think it should have been the core recommendation. So there were some good recommendations in there, but I think more emphasis should be placed on banning out-of-hours compliance visits, full stop.
What does this mean in relation to the 2021 dawn raid apology?
I think the review emphasizes that the apology was not genuine or meaningful. It was merely a political act for brownie points for the government at the time, which was really unfortunate because in the lead up to the apology, there were calls for stronger, more meaningful actions, such as providing amnesty for all people overstaying their visas and actually outlawing dawn raids. But those calls were ignored. And so it's completely unsurprising that the dawn raids continued after the apology, and that more people are now starting to see that the apology was disingenuous.
On forming equality and fair treatment, do the findings of the report somewhat recede the progress that has been made?
I think that's a really interesting question about whether progress has been made. I don't think any progress has been made since the apology. One of the things highlighted in the review was that there have been about 20 out-of-hours compliance visits or dawn raids since then. So I don't think that is any meaningful progress. And it was to be expected. The apology by design, the only measures included were to provide scholarships and to provide funding for creatives to provide accounts of the history of the dawn raids, but there were no measures put in place to actually ensure that there'll be progress to ensure that the dawn raids will never happen again. So I don't think there's been any progress receded by the report. I think it just highlights that progress was never the goal or the aim of the apology.
Why are Pasifika communities still the target of this tactic?
I think the important thing to note that it's not just Pasifika families who are still being dawn raided or subject to these out-of-hours compliance visits. It's also Indian, Malaysian, and Indonesian. I think the majority of those out-of-hours compliance visits were actually Chinese families. So that's something that needs to be highlighted, that even though Pasifika families are being targeted, it's together with a number of other marginalized, racialized communities in Aotearoa. And each of our different groups have different histories and contemporary realities of exploitation and marginalization in New Zealand. But the core of it all is racism and underscores why we need a unified kind of understanding and approach to this issue that hopefully everyone can be on board with the idea that we need amnesty for all overstayers, whether from the Pacific, people overstaying their visas, whether from the Pacific or other parts of the world.
Do you think that the findings of the report will push a possible law change? And what could a potential change look like?
So I think the recommendations for law changes in the review are very reasonable. And I think because of the media attention that's been given to the review and the revelation that the Dawn Raids were still continuing, will prompt the current Labor government to take these reasonable suggestions for adding a stricter criteria for Dawn Raids into legislation. Keeping in mind that it's also an election year, so they'll be wanting to make sure that the negative press and attention that's been received by this controversy can be countered. But I think it's really important for us to know that they don't go far enough. Just adding a strict criteria for Immigration New Zealand to follow when it comes to out-of-hours compliance visits isn't enough. I don't trust Immigration New Zealand with the strict criteria. I think they've proven time and time again that they are a fundamentally racist institution with staff who lack basic cultural competencies and competencies around equity and non-discrimination. So even if we do put these strict forms of criteria for them to follow, I think they will just abuse that discretion. So I think we just need to ban out-of-hours compliance visits, aka Dawn Raids, in legislation. So that's the goal that I think all advocates and all marginalised communities should be aiming for.
That was Dylan Asafo, Senior Law Lecturer at the University of Auckland, talking to me about the implications of the independent review into the continued use of Dawn Raids across Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.